What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. My name is Arsenio Mass, and with me, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janew. You can follow us both on Instagram at RSAYSR and at Brandon Janew Show on Instagram. We love y'all so much. Thank you for being here. We hope you subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow us on Spotify, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That would be fucking great. We would love that. In every new reviewer, we're going to pick one reviewer every month to win a new free bottle of CBD from Retreat CBD Full Spectrum 1,000 milligram bottle. It's pretty dope. It's good stuff. I've used it myself, and actually I bought a lot of it. So there you go. You're one reviewer every month. But nonetheless, here we are today. Our topic of discussion is change important. But before we get into that, Mr. Brandon, how you doing today, man?
Well, you already know I'm here. So
that's I was waiting for it. I'm here.
I'm here. I feel like I'm in school when I say that shit. You asking that shit? Right, how you feeling today? I'm here.
Taking attendance yeah, and shit.
I'm here. Yeah.
Janew, is it Janew or you know? I always assume that it's Janew, but is it Janew or is it Janew? Because look, the reason I ask is because you've never corrected me on it, and I feel guilty if I'm saying it wrong. So is it Janew or Janew?
Yo, I feel like I'm in school for real. That's some shit that. Yo, that's fresh off the goddamn school yard.
Today we're gonna learn about predicates, adjectives, and sub. Hell yeah!
Pronunciations and shit.
Facts. Do you care? Because like for me, it's either mass or moss, and I don't care either way. Whether if you say a mass or a moss.
It don't really matter. It's Janew, but it's like, okay.
It is what it is. I've been saying it right.
Yeah.
All right, sweet. All right, good. Because I thought about that one day. I was like, damn, man, we were in 33 fucking episodes, and I never even thought to ask if I'm saying his name correctly. You know what I mean? You never. And you never corrected me on it, so it was just one of those moments where, you know.
You know why? Because we already did this before. We did it the first time I did your podcast.
Oh, that's right. That's why I know it's Janew. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Maybe that. Damn. See, I'm an old man, bro. I forgot. I forget shit like that.
I got you. See, I got you. This is why this works.
In a weird way, if I had a child at 12 years old, you could be my son. If I had a child at 12.
We should. Listen. we don't know.
No, I'm not saying I'm your daddy or nothing like that. No, come on now.
Listen. No, 12, I don't know nowadays. These kids, I don't know how old you be when.
That's
kids
true. Are. There have been 12-year-olds that have gotten pregnant.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I don't know. What's the age nowadays? So.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, facts. Good point.
Bodies do mature a little faster than back in the day.
All them damn hormones, right? Yeah, facts.
We got canceled out the gate. Just want to say that.
That actually kind of brings. Yeah, facts. No, you ain't lying. Within the first fucking 2 minutes.
Yeah, YouTube is definitely going to hate this episode.
Facts. Exactly. But that kind of actually brings us into the topic, which is change. And is change important? Now we talked about, you know, 12-year-old getting pregnant, but if you think about, you know, even 100 years ago, a 12-year-old getting pregnant was hopefully the father is, you know, got some kind of land or is, you know, something like that is well off. You know, now you hear a 12-year-old getting pregnant and it's rape, a statutory rape. You know what I mean? So that goes with kind of change, and that kind of change is fucking good. Let's keep this shit real.
Yeah.
But you know how important is change to us as a community, as a nation, as a world?
We've been realistic change, like realistic change.
Yeah, let's do real. Of course, that's the only kind of change that matters is realistic.
I don't think this country's really changed that fucking much, but okay.
Legally, but I think socially.
Maybe okay, legally. So, I would say the only change that I see that I think that everybody can agree with is that, you know, is personal space has changed.
Sure.
Personal space is straight changed. I don't know. And that shit happened literally with social media. Like, his personal space has fucking changed.
Yeah.
Like, the way you would deal with certain shit would be in the privacy of your home. And certain shit shouldn't be in the privacy of your home, like statutory rape and shit like that. It shouldn't be in the privacy of your home. But, like, certain shit, like, just personal business that you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, personal business, it should be in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and I think that has changed. I think when it comes to social change, that is the biggest change. It's like your personal space has been kind of corrupted in a sense.
Because
you don't have that anymore. Nobody has the perfect idea of how to bring it back once the genie has been out of the bottle, because the bottle has been fucking empty for years.
Sure.
So that personal space shit is gone.
I agree, especially with social media and shit like that. You know, it's like, you know, there is really no place to go anymore. You know, you have to force yourself to find a place to go where you can find your own peace, you know?
It's crazy because it's like, it used to be some bounds.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be boundaries, man. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened.
I mean, listen, I grew up in a society where we didn't have, you know, not everybody had telephones. Not everybody had pagers. There was definitely no internet. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you leave for a day and you don't hear nothing back from the person, you don't assume they're dead.
That's a good thing.
See them when they get back. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to talk to them 24/7 or, you know, those kind of things. You know, that's definitely has changed. I mean, you know, because it's just constant access to the people that's around you. And when you didn't have that before, you didn't have, you know, you know, you had to fucking literally sometimes send a letter, especially if you're like, let's say California and, you know, somebody's living in New Hampshire or something like that. You want to send them a letter because nobody really used fucking long distance calls. You know what I'm saying? Because that was expensive, you know, so letters was always a thing. You know, until cell phones came out, and then I'll call you after 9 o'clock. You know, when the few minutes came in.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I remember that shit.
Facts.
I remember that shit.
And I remember even it costs money to text.
Text. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now it's just all built into one. It's you got, like I said, constant access to the people that you are around. Now, you know, a person like me may not, you know, respond to the text at all.
I know.
Sorry,
I know.
Brother. but it's just because.
Well, at least you hit me back. You hit me back. I don't know if you hit anybody else back, but you hit me back.
Nah. You one of the only ones I'll actually.
Well, thank you. I feel special now. I appreciate that shit.
There's only a couple of y'all.
Yeah.
And I'll hit back. Yeah, for.
Oh, I'm the same. I'm the motherfucking same.
And when I say y'all, I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm just saying, through our network, I think Brandon, you understand who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Through our network, there's only a couple of us, I should say, that I would respond to. Yeah. Some, unfortunately, I have to tell them, yo, stop. Chill. Yeah, let's relax on this. Or I just completely ignore them.
Ignore the shit out of them.
Yep.
I do that same shit. That's true, though. I mean, listen, I remember Dave Chappelle said that in a joke, right? He said that in a special. He was like, you didn't know who the fuck was on the other end of the phone until you picked that bitch up and said hello.
That's right.
That's right.
It is true. It's kind of like, we've said this before, like the generation gaps. It's like, that's one of the things like that has changed so dramatically. It's like, some of these kids don't know what the fuck that's like to like literally wake up and see a Sprint commercial.
Right.
I watch a Sprint commercial. Like now a Sprint commercial is like normal, but Sprint was like one of the first like cell phone companies.
That's right.
And it was crazy to watch this. Like,
and Sprint at one time was the most expensive company.
That's so funny.
Yeah, because they had the best coverage out of every single company that was out there. Yeah, absolutely. Now they all share the same towers, the cell phone towers. They all share a lot of these fucking, you know, things that make us, you know, the way we are now in this society. You know, maybe, yeah, there's still places out there that doesn't have kids, soul.
Yeah, kids would never understand watching a Verizon. Man. People would never understand, like, kids today would never understand watching a Verizon commercial and understanding when the man was
can
like,
you hear me now?
Hear me now? They would never understand that shit. They will never. Hey, your Wi-Fi go out and you just in shambles. Like, you will never understand. Literally, can you hear me now?
Yep, exactly. Fucking true, man. So fucking true, yo. So let's look at culturally. Change. What are some things that are culturally good, and what are some things that are culturally bad for this change that we've been talking about? I know. I hope I even framed that correctly, because because it's different. It's a wide question.
That is a very wide question. But it's not so wide. It's actually not so wide if you actually think about it, because all our coaches are blended. And I think that's the positive. But the problem is all our coaches are blended. So everybody thinks they know what the fuck the culture is already. Mm-hmm. That's the negative. It's like,
that's a good point.
All the coaches are blended. That's the positive. All the coaches are blended. And so everybody thinks they know what the culture is. And it's like,
Or they'll say cultural appropriation. You know, you're stealing this from this culture, you're doing this from that culture.
But that's where you kind of look at it and be like, well, motherfucker, everybody's doing the same shit.
Yeah.
So is it really cultural appropriation?
I know.
Everybody's doing the same shit.
I think that's what the internet has done. I think that's the biggest generational or cultural change or change in general that our world has, was the start of not just the internet, not just the iPhone, not just the, you know, all the, it was social media. Social media is what changed everything. And I think what it's done is closed the generational gaps and made change, in my opinion, kind of harder. Because especially when you have people out here that saying, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, or you're taking from this culture, you can't take from that culture, this and that, blah, blah, blah. It's like you got to walk through this weird puzzle, this weird maze now. Unless you're somebody like me that doesn't give a fuck about any of that. I don't give a fuck. Listen. You want to call a white dude with dreads cultural appropriation, you know, for Jamaican people or whatever, let's just say, I don't know, whatever it is. I'm going to call bullshit. It doesn't matter. I mean, maybe he likes the style. Maybe he likes that. Maybe that's what he wants to be. You know what I'm saying? Can't take that away from nobody. But
I mean, if the motherfucker's not really riding down the street with a Jamaican flag, like, I'm cool.
But if he's Jamaican and he's doing it, then great. There's white people in Jamaica that speak patois and everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I mean, what do you do with that guy?
I mean, listen, like I've always, it's just, I don't give a fuck about cultural appropriation, because at the end of the day, everybody's culture is the same. It's not really like you're taking anything. Like I just think if you're going to do the culture, do it the best of your abilities, motherfucker. Don't make me have to think about it.
Sure.
Don't make
definitely respect it, for sure.
Respect it. Like, do it at the best of your level and respect the culture. if you're doing it to the best of your level and you respect the culture, then good. But if you kind of are coming in and kind of just using it just to launch your next move or some shit, then that's kind of where you kind of could get at them. Like a lot of motherfuckers do nowadays, where you say you're a part of it and then you dip as soon as like it gets hot. Like, as soon as it started to like, bro, like get hot for you, you like, oh, well, let me go ahead and do this now. Like a lot of motherfuckers do. So I just felt like that's when you call in cultural appropriation. Other than that, if you're not really like, if that's not the case, then that's not the case.
Yeah, because I think appropriating is such a bad word that it doesn't, it's such a more, it's a harsher word than it needs to be. You know, there's a thing of borrowing from cultures. There's a thing from, you know, using aspects from cultures to build, especially, you know, 1,000 years ago, whatever it was. You know what I'm saying?
There's so many things that we've all borrowed from other cultures.
Facts. Agreed.
Is every like every culture didn't create some shit. Like every culture has had a semblance of somebody else's culture to create what they created.
Sure.
So it's literally like what you're crying about? What are you crying about? What are you really screaming about? Because at the end of the day, like you said, a person could be like, well, that's Jamaican style. You taking breads or dreads or whatever. But then you could say, well, if that's the case, then you know Vikings used to wear breads and dreads back in the fucking, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, well, well which one is it? Because you can't keep saying one thing because it's modern day. See, that's the thing. Modern day culture has to change.
Yeah.
And that's what's making it hard. Because modern day culture is so stuck.
Yes.
It's stuck. It's fucking stuck because you think you're thinking outside the box, but you're fucking not. Like I've said numerous times, it's hard because a lot of motherfuckers, like I said, once you're stuck in that box,
it's hard to think out of it.
When you start thinking like an individual,
mm-hmm.
that's when everybody go at you because they're like, oh, wait a minute. You can't say that. Right. You can't believe in that. You can't say. And it's like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
So that you know, that kind of goes into what I, you know, with me, you know, I voted for Obama twice, but you know what, at the end of that, I was like, you know what, I'm going, you know, I just saw how things were going and changing and shit like that. And I saw how crazy, like, certain family members were getting. It's just like, yo, you're getting too wild with this crazy shit. And it's just like, you want to beat everybody up that doesn't think like you and shit like that. I said, you know what? I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm voting for Trump. I voted for Trump, and yo, word is bond, it was way different. Everybody fucking hated me, fucking thought I was a fucking racist, a race traitor, all this other crazy shit, man. And it never used to be that way. Your politics, your religion was private, and nobody ever talked about it. Nobody gave a shit about it. Now, today, everybody wants to know all of your business. Everybody needs to know all of your business so that they know you're a good person, quote unquote.
What the fuck does that mean?
Whatever they decided to be.
What is a good person?
Whatever they decided to be. Because I know I'm a good person.
I've seen motherfuckers that have literally jumped off of cliffs for motherfuckers. I can vouch for this person. Yeah. This person's a good person. And then they get on trial for murder. Or they embezzle millions of dollars from broken families and shit. And then you like, I can't believe he would do some shit like that. Yep. I thought you knew who the fuck he was, though.
Exactly.
I thought you was,
fucking
that was your homie. You was running with that motherfucker. Now you like, I can't fuck with him like that.
Right.
No, motherfucker. You supposed to go down with the ship. Fuck that.
Right.
Don't jump off.
Exactly.
Don't jump off now. Like, is that, no, go down with the Titanic, motherfucker. What the fuck is that?
You're supposed to. You're the captain of this ship. Why are you jumping on to the to the dick, what are they called?
Dick Rodas.
True, that too. Let's call them dinghies. Dick riders. Let's call them dinghies. I like that.
Dick riders.
Yeah, you know the little safety boat that's on the side of the ship. I think that's called the dinghy.
Raft.
Yeah, I think that's called. Raft? Technically, I think it's called the dinghy.
I know, be on the ship. That's
me
the
neither. And I can tell you right now, y'all watching, listening, I ain't got the energy to produce and host and talk and do all this shit. So It's just going to be what it is. If it's a dinghy, I think it's a dinghy. It's going to be called the dinghy.
It's going to call the dinghy, man. Fuck the bullshit. Yo, we ain't got to – listen, we ain't like other podcasts. We're not going to look up shit today. Uh-uh. Wait a minute. Let me pull this out and let me see. No.
That's what I wanted at first. That's what I wanted to do, but it became such a hard – deal is yo, it's difficult to do.
I feel like I wore you down, my brother.
It wasn't you at all. It was me, my own type, because that's the kind of podcast I wanted.
I didn't realize
I needed a producer.
See, here's the thing, because you used to hit me and was like, man, we need to make this right, we got to do this and that, and I was like, man, just put the shit out.
Nah, man, not no more. Now I'm just like, we're recording Sunday night. This will be out tomorrow. Yep, Monday. Yo. What's up, Monday? What's up, y'all?
What's
up, y'all
doing? Hope y'all enjoy this shit.
Facts. Yo, I hope y'all had a good Sunday.
I feel like I really did wear you down, because I used to tell you that shit all the time. You was like, man, we need to make this right. I was like, man. Put the shit out.
It was not you. It was the work itself and the time that I had. I don't have the time anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I really don't have the time anymore. I struggle to even do this.
I forgot to ask you before we started this shit. How's your job, my brother?
It's difficult. I'm not gonna lie, but you know what? It's physically difficult and I'm looking forward to it because, being 220 pounds at 40, being 5'5", 220, that's not ideal. You know what I'm saying? So I want to get my health better. And with this job, it's going to be, very physical. So I'm hoping to lose a lot of weight and get healthy, man. Straight up.
That's good. We need you here, man. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. You're the first person to ever say that. So,
God damn. I didn't mean to make this shit sentimental. Well, God damn.
I was doing it for myself, but now, since you want me alive, I guess I'll do it for the both of us. You know what I'm saying?
Well, damn. He's like, ain't nobody told me that shit. I appreciate you. I never spent his insurance money and shit. They're like,
Facts. Of course. That's hilarious. That's funny.
Wow.
Clip it. I can't even clip it no more, yo. Or this button, I can't clip it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because nobody's signing up for the Patreon.com/RSA, 8 Blocks Entertainment. I don't know what the fuck it is anymore. I don't even give a shit anymore, yo. I swear to God, I don't. I tell you what you can do is you can tip on Good Pods if you're checking it out. All episodes of the Dark Therapy Session are now on Good Pods. So if you feel like you like it and you love it and you want some more of it, feel free to tip us on Good Pods.
The fuck? This did a whole what the fuck is that commercial? What's that, Applebee's? That was a whole Applebee's commercial and shit.
Don't say nothing. They won't notice.
Holy shit, that was wild. I was like, where the fuck do I know that from?
Is it Applebee's? I don't even know what it's from.
I don't know what it's from, but I've heard it before.
I am 40 years old. It's probably some kind of fucking commercial throughout my 40 years of living. It had to be something.
Yo, we went off the rails. We went the fuck off the rails, like always.
All right, let's get back on the rails. Change is all right. So you're almost 30. Imagine yourself in a 10-year relationship, and compare yourself to now to when you were at 19, 18. how much is change important between those 10 years? Or has change been important in the past 10 years?
I think you change regardless. I think that's the thing about a life, right? You change regardless. And I think this is what I've been also kind of like questioning myself with. I think you change regardless. I think any situation, you change. Either you be, I'm solo, so I don't really have a relationship, but in 10 years, I look back now and I'm like, yeah, I changed a fucking lot. Like, if you think about it, like, I'm like, 10 years ago, I could barely be having a video on talking to any. It could be just in my room. I just wouldn't want to do a video. I would be like, and I probably wouldn't even do a podcast. I'll probably be so afraid for people to hear my voice. It'd be like, yo, I don't want to even do this shit. So for 10 years, me as a person has already changed so much. I literally could say I've changed so much over a 10-year stretch. So if I while I was in a relationship, yeah, it'd be important to change. I think you would have to change, right? Because, and here's the thing about change. We always think change is for the better. Mm-hmm. Some people change and they get worse.
Good point.
Like some people like let heartbreak affect them and they go completely cold-hearted. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just like,
good point. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, there's we always
people out
think
there that get like get cheated on, and next thing you know, they're fucked up and they cheat on every fucking person.
Everybody they meet. After so it's just
that.
Like,
yeah,
yeah, and that's the thing. So we always think change is a good thing, but change is just change regardless. It doesn't really have a positive or a negative. It's just you're going to go through it regardless. Sure. If you want to or not, you're going to change. So I don't think that's the thing about me. It's like, I think I've changed positively. I don't know. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But who the fuck knows? Maybe in 10 years, I can look back at me at 28 and be like, I really did change into a positive person. Mm-hmm. But
I'll
that's
tell you what.
That's to your perspective.
Yeah. Well, I can say from my perspective for you, you've definitely changed a lot. You've gotten more comfortable. You got more confident in what you do. And not to say that you weren't before, because you could always control the panel before you could actually control the panel. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah, because you already knew, everybody shut the fuck up. Yo, everybody chill, or whatever,
yeah.
You know, and you've always been able to do that. But as far as a listener of the Brandon Janu show, you've gone longer. You've gotten better at articulating yourself, and you've gotten more confident. And that's a change. And that's one that's a positive change. So hell yeah, man. Those kind of changes are great when you're bettering yourself and you're being, you know, more productive and stuff like that. Those kind of changes are very important. The kind of changes I'm thinking about is like, let's say, I don't know, fuck, you start smoking weed and you want to sit in the house all day. Not that weed does that. But weed can do that, but not that weed.
Depends on the strain.
It does. Depends on the strain. Yeah, don't fuck with them. Don't fuck with them indicas, y'all. Unless it's you're going to be chilling at home. It's at night. You're ready to go to bed. Hit them indicas. But if you want to get high during the day, you want to function, smoke a sativa. Your function, your brain might be going crazy, like, whoa, I'm going fucking crazy right now. You know, my anxiety might be a little higher, but as long as you know it's the weed, you can accept it. Your heart's beating, and you actually start to learn to love it. But yeah, man. So you know, those kind of changes are very important. The negative kind of changes is just like you said, a man that's brokenhearted that decides after the one that he loved the most cheated on him, decides that every other woman after that, he's just going to fucking cheat. That's not a good change. You know what I mean?
And when it comes to like changing in relationships, I think everybody changes in relationships too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
You might've been more giving in the beginning and then you got older and you're just like, well, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's possible.
You know what I'm saying? You could be like, well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't see the point of keep giving if I'm not getting anything back.
And that doesn't go with giving like physical things. It can go be emotional too.
emotionally. Yeah, I ain't got no money to give anything physically, so all I got is emotional. yeah, I ain't got no money, so all I can give is emotional.
Patreon.com/therapy session.
But that's
I forgot I did that, right? Yeah, I just remember what? Right now that we had the fucking Patreon, Dark Therapy Session Patreon.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I think that's the thing about it. Like, change, like I said, change is going to happen regardless.
Sure.
It's just like the seasons. Right. Seasons change. Mm-hmm. It's just like it. And just like in life, it may take a longer time for you to really realize the change you're going under.
Facts.
But you're going to change. And I think that's the thing. Like, because certain things, you might be in a relationship for a long time, but you're not looking at it as that anymore. You're looking at it as, I'm with you, but I'm solo in a mindset. Because, like, I still got to get my shit popping. I still got to do what I got to do to get me established.
Sure.
And I think that's sometimes what people kind of, that's what a relationship kind of does, falter a little bit, in a sense.
Yeah, if you don't have somebody.
When you start thinking like an individual.
Yeah.
When you're not in you're still kind of in a group setting. Like, yeah. You're thinking like an individual is like, that's not going well.
Yeah, facts. You know, and there are times that you're selfish. You have to be selfish sometimes. And there's times that you probably shouldn't be selfish. But you know, that goes with learning, man.
Do you think that's in a relationship? Do you think selfish is important? Because I don't think you
definitely
got to
be a little bit. You have to be a little bit selfish in a
on what though? On what part though?
What gives you peace?
Okay, that's more important. Okay, that's the thing. See people. Some people call it peace, but then people kind of take it and be like, "Stay the fuck out my room," or like, "This is particularly my area. Don't come in my area." Or some shit like it's like, okay, that's a little weird.
Okay, all right. I could tell you. For me personally, and I can tell you from somebody else that I know personally that actually I talked to today, that we there are times that we have to be alone. There are times we have to be alone and not talk to anybody. I know you know that.
Oh yeah.
And those are the times that we have to fight for. Those are the times that we, you know, even though we're in a relationship and we're cool and, you know, I love you, you love me. And, you know, I love you, Brandon. And, you know, there are times, though, that, you know, where, listen, I want to sit in my room alone, watch TV all day by myself. Leave me the fuck alone. You have to have somebody that will respect that. You know what I'm saying? Or not say anything and want to watch the movies or whatever the fuck they want to do with you. You know, you don't have to say anything to me. We can just sit there and watch a show. Sit there and fucking order some food. Sit there and, you know, not do nothing. If I can have somebody like that, that'd be great. You know what I mean? However, not most relationships are like that. You know, it's like, what can you do for me? Well, you know what I'm saying? What can I do for you type deal? It's not, you know, it's not about comfort.
It's a negotiation.
Yeah. And it's not about comfort. It's not about feeling comfortable around each other. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you got to be able to feel comfortable and be comfortable with silence too. You know, I tell podcasters, you know, that ask me, you know, I'm going to say podcasters, but, people that ask me, you know, what's the number one tip about podcasting? And I just say, get used to the silence. The silence is okay. Don't worry about that. You know what I mean? And that goes for life too. If you're in a room and everybody's quiet, you don't have to be the loud one. Why do you have to be the one that starts to talk? You know what I'm saying? I used to be the one that start to talk. I'm the one that would start the party. Yo, let's go. Let's do the shots. That was me, yo. That was me straight up. And I realized that, you know, just like what they say, the loudest one in the room is the weakest one in the room. And the reason I felt like I was the weakest is because of my own anxiety, my own depression, and my own kind of shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I became not the quietest one in the room, just the one that everybody could talk to. And you know, that backfires.
Like a sumbitch.
Yeah, you know, you sometimes you got to be the dickhead, you know what I mean? And they'll never talk to you again, you know, but.
Depends.
It depends on the person, for sure. Yeah, if it's family, if it's my family, yo, where this bond is, don't even matter. All right, yo, I'm gonna fuck you up today. I'll sit here and I'll be in your face. Look, if it's me or any one of my brothers, I'll be in your face. We're over here talking or whatever. We about to fight each other. We get broken up. We all go home. The next morning is like, yo, what's up? What you doing? You know, you know what I'm saying? That's just how me and my brothers are. You know, and that's the one thing I can always appreciate with me and my brothers. And you know, we talk about change. I hope that doesn't change between my sons. You know, I want my because I have three sons. Both of my brothers have daughters. You know what I'm saying? Except for my oldest, he's got one son. But, you know, they got mostly daughters. So it's different for me than it is for them. And I'm trying to teach them that no matter what, you take care of your fucking brothers. It doesn't matter what fucking happens in life or what the fuck it is. You fucking take care of your brother. I don't give a fuck if one of y'all is gay, one of y'all got monkeypox, AIDS, or whatever the fuck this shit that's going around right now. I don't give a fuck about none of that, yo. That's your brother. You love him no matter what. You know what I mean? And the reason I do that is because of my brothers. They've done that to me. You know what I mean? And that's the reason I'm here today in this beautiful establishment, you know, with the let me stop. But, you know, nah, for real. Nah, all props to my brothers, man. Word is bond. And I hope that part doesn't change with my sons. I hope that this stays the same. And I can only be example for that to stay the same. You feel me? So, and, you know, with me being here and, you know, I know everybody else out there, you know, if you know me personally, you know my situation and why I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to BetterHelp, betterhelp.com. Get 10% off of your first. Off of your first month of therapy. Go to dark therapy. Go to betterhelp.com/dark therapy. Yep, that's the ad. So, that's the best that I could do, man. Is just try to teach them what I was taught. I had to squeeze it in there some kind of way. Since I can't edit, I had to squeeze it in there some kind of way.
Yo, that shit came out of nowhere. Fuck is this? Yo, get fell water when you do this shit. I'm like, you get serious and it's just gotta help, you know, because
you need some change in your life, go to betterhelp.com/dark therapy session. God.
That shit came out of nowhere.
But you get what I'm saying, though, right?
I totally understand what you're saying.
Like, you got nieces. Your brother has daughters. You know, you know, I would hope that y'all would want them to be close as possible, right? Am I wrong?
Oh, hell yeah. They're going to be super close. I already said. But same thing with me and my brother. Like, me and my brother are the same. Like, we could literally have an argument and we could be back talking. Maybe not now, like we used to, but when we were younger, we would literally fight the entire day, and then the next day we'll be cool. Like, that's what it is.
As you get older, it definitely takes a couple more days.
You get a little older. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I think that's always the thing. Like, it's actually ironic because I was driving with my mom was going, taking her to work. And my mom was like, she was like, thank you. And I was like, why? I hate compliments. I fucking hate compliments. I hate them. And so she was like, thank you. And I was like, for what? She's like, you're not judgmental. She's like, you actually like listen. She's like, you actually listen. You actually give a better perspective than anybody I talk to.
How recent was this?
Literally like Thursday? Friday?
See? Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just like, oh, that was interesting.
That's
she's
great.
Like, y'all. And it's funny because she was like, dog therapy session helped me out a lot. I was like, oh.
What? You're helping your mom out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
So yeah, but
thank
yeah,
you, mommy. Appreciate you.
Yeah, that was like interesting. I was like, oh, that's interesting. But like in the moment, I'm like, that's weird. Yeah. At a moment, I was like, that's weird.
That is not. Imagine, all right. Let's imagine you had 1 million followers, right? And 999,000, whatever is like that. Thank you so much doing this. Da, 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 da. You know, it's very.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. So,
I
but to
cut
hear
the page
it,
off.
But nonetheless, though, but to hear from your mom, man, that's big.
Yeah,
deal.
That was different. I was like, that was weird. I was like, that's weird.
Thanks,
appreciate
mom.
It. Yeah, I was like, appreciate it. Like, that's weird.
I bet your heart got warmed. You loved it. Oh,
my heart did not grow three sizes. Big.
The Grinch.
Yeah. Didn't go three sizes or nothing like that.
But it started pumping. It started pumping.
Nah, it was calm because it started pumping that fast. I might have to go to the hospital. But it's like. Nigga, something
shit.
Wrong.
Oh no! Yeah, don't get him too excited, y'all. Don't get him too excited, y'all.
Nigga in the hospital, stressed out. Like it's not good. What the fuck is going on? I say, well, and now you're risking me in the hospital. My heart pumping too fast. Yeah.
I am not. Yo, look, for the future people that watch this, listen to this. I swear to God, I am not laughing at his condition. I am laughing because he's making it funny. Okay.
Yeah, but that's the thing about change in particular.
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't think she would have told me that years ago.
Sure. I got you. That's good. That's great change. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's different in a sense. But I think, but like anything in life, man, like I said, change is going to happen regardless. I think the more interesting part about change is like, did it make you a better person or did it make you more negative towards life?
Sure.
It's more of that.
You should have saved that for the session notes. That was good.
I got something way better for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Facts. That was decent. That was really pretty damn good. Hell yeah.
I got that.
All right. Well, we just started talking about it. How about let's do our plugs, brother. And, you know, let us know where everybody can find you and follow you and check out where the new episodes of the Brent Junior Show will be coming out of.
Oh, man. Thank you. Appreciate it, my brother RSA. Of course, like always, Brandon Janu's show is on social media, all social media platforms pretty much, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Yes, I have a Facebook. And, of course, YouTube is mainly where you can find me, YouTube channel Brandon Janu's show for all podcast episodes. You go watch the panel, which came out earlier this week. And, of course, leading up to all of the episodes I dropped so far this week. And, of course, I got four episodes. Yes. Four episodes dropping next week. I did an interview a couple days ago. That will be the fourth episode. That'll be out next Saturday. And of course, I got, like I said, three other episodes that I truly had to reach into my bag and figure out and get. And shout out to Urban Boulevard, like always, brand ambassador. Use the code Brandon.30 for 30% off your purchase. And shout out to Channel 82 for the exclusive deal. And Dark Therapy Session on social media now. So go follow us on Instagram and follow us on YouTube, Gmail, some FMKs, some Would You Rathers, Wrong Answers Only, funny videos, fucked up videos, whichever one we want to call them. I don't know which one we're going to call them, but it's something starting with F videos.
I started doing videos. Shocking. I started doing shocking just because, you know, I didn't think as enough people were seeing it. Shocking videos.
Should we call it shocking? Should we call
I fucking hate shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it. Yeah, I like fucked up. But
I like fucked up. I like. Okay, we gotta find it.
All right, so let's
dark videos. I mean, shit, kind of goes with the name.
We
dark
can do
videos.
Dark videos. I was trying to go. I was. That's exactly what I was trying to do. Go with like a therapy session. You go to a therapy session. What are these different types of terms?
We got session like notes, like and now that. We got dark videos.
Yeah, I like
session
that.
Notes, dark not videos, dark videos. So dark, send us some dark videos. Like, God damn it!
Fucking right. I like that. I like
send
that
us
a
some
lot.
Dark videos.
The darker, fuckers. The better. The darker and funnier.
Yeah, that shit could have went so many different ways.
Darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
That's exactly what went through my head. I was like, yeah, this could go so many different ways.
The darker the video, the sweeter the views. I don't know. But
the better we laugh at the shit. That's really what it's going to be.
Word is bond. Did you finish? I wasn't sure if you were.
But, yeah, we good. Honestly, what what's your plugs?
RSA Senior, man, on Instagram, RSAYSR, patreon.com/dark therapy session, join in, get exclusive episodes, including the ones from Channel 82. However, they will be going to Channel 82 first. And then they will be uploaded to Patreon, and then they will be uploaded to YouTube. So, and all the other platforms as well. So if you want to go see exclusive episodes, go to Channel 82. If you don't want to do that, or you want to support us directly, it'll be patreon.com/darktherapysession. That we would love that. I'm setting up the tiers now. So if you don't join the $10 tier, after 3 months, you'll get a Dark Therapy Session logo sticker every 3 months. So we would love you. Thank you so much. And also, if you are a reviewer on Apple Podcasts, if you we're going to pick one reviewer every month to win a free bottle of Retreat CBD Full Spectrum 1,000 milligrams. Thank you so much for everybody that watches and listens. And shout out to BetterHelp again. I'll let y'all. Anyway. But anyway, let's get back into it. So, FMKs, man. Your FMKs, okay. I need you, first and foremost, I'm going to want you to explain who these three people are.
Okay.
And I know I mean, one of
shit.
I know
I'm about
one
to say. Three. I'm about to say.
I know one of the three, and I know because of this one that I know my answer for F, M, or K, but nonetheless, we're going to wait on that. I want you to explain to me who all of these people are, if you don't mind. Oh, damn. Everybody done seen my damn. People going to join
that's
in
fast.
Now and shit that's because fast. They done saw that. Oh, my goodness. We're fucked. You know what that was, right? That was our meeting ID.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Our meeting ID just got exposed, and I have zero way of editing that out right now. So, fuck it. Hey, you know what? If you got that meeting ID and you can catch us and you want to join, fucking jump in. Fuck it. I don't care. I don't even give a shit. I don't care. Jump in. You got to catch us at the right time. We ain't going to tell you when it's going to be. But you know what I'm saying? Good luck trying to get on. Fuck. Gotta make something out of it though. Fuck. All right. Today's MFKs is Katrina Law, Candace Patton, and Bar Lavi. All right. We didn't. Did we do these?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh no, we did do these. I'm so behind. Oh my goodness, my bad completely. All right, so how about
We want to do it on the spot. Fuck it. Let's do it on the spot.
Oh, wow. All right. Let's do it on the spot then. Fuck it. Let's do it on the spot. So who are our FMKs, yo?
All right. I sent you three girls, but I forgot which one.
I thought that was the last FMK that I got.
Yeah, that was
bro.
The last one. That was the last one. I sent you a text message. I don't know if you saw it. Shakira.
Oh, Shakira.
Who did Shakira?
I do.
Did we ever do Shakira?
I don't remember.
I don't think we ever did Shakira.
Nah, we never did Shakira. We never did her.
We never did Shakira. Becky G. That was Becky G.
Damn, I definitely don't remember this.
Yeah.
And
who else? I said it. Sierra Ramirez, I think.
S or C?
C.
Hey, well, there we go. All right. I'm trying to make my decision as I'm over here trying to bring it all together.
I feel like Arthur got something. I see it in his eyes. Like,
no, not at all. I'm just trying to, I'm trying to hurry up and get it together so that, you know, we don't fuck up. I don't know, whatever the fucking professional podcast bullshit is, whatever that is.
We're podcasters. We didn't say this shit was gonna be good.
Yeah,
fuckers.
Facts. No doubt about it.
You clicked on our face, fuckers. You clicked on our face. Remember?
Facts. Quit playing with us.
You all clicked right on our face.
Facts. So, all right. Today's real FMKs are Shakira, Sierra Ramirez, and Becky G. I'm pretty sure everybody knows who Shakira is. Who is Sierra Ramirez?
She's an actress.
Yeah. What can people find her on?
She's on like the Freeform. I forgot the fucking name of the show. Good trouble.
The Freeform, the channel.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what about Becky G?
That's a singer. I think she acts a little
what
bit too.
What the hell does she sing?
Latin music.
I'm old.
She sings Latin music. Latin music.
Okay. I am fucking old. All right.
And we already know who Shakira is. That's Shakira.
Like, we do. We do know who Shakira is. All right, so I guess I'm going to go with you then, unless you want to start with me. I don't know.
Go first, because I think this would be way more interesting. Go first.
Okay,
this is
gonna
be
first.
So much.
We never go to me first.
Yes, sir. I want to see the sweat drip. We got to figure this shit out. Admit moment. Like, you
got
to
be fucked up over here, yo. You got me fucked up. Oh, my goodness. All right. So I definitely got to fuck Shakira. That's number one. She's been doing it for so long for me. You know, to be perfectly honest, I would rather fuck Shakira over J-Lo. Any day of the week, straight up.
The
thing about Shakira, she's a fucking weirdo. Yo, she's weird, bro. I like that weird shit. You know, I feel like we can sit and do some fucking mushrooms and fucking Sierra Ramirez. She's cute, she's pretty, she's just not for me, yo. If all right, let's say Sierra Ramirez and Becky G both came up to me and they was both interested in me at like a fucking nightclub or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna go for Sierra Ramirez. I'm gonna go for Becky G all day. So in that case, damn, I gotta marry one of these bitches. I'm tripping.
Yeah, I was just about to say. I just about to say that.
Wait,
shit.
I forgot. I done forgot the rules of FMK. All right, so I'm gonna have to switch, bro. I gotta switch. I'm sorry, I gotta switch. First time in the show, I apologize. Okay. Yo, this was off the cuff. Let's keep this shit real.
You gotta explain because of my fuck up. You gotta explain. Everybody gonna hear it.
God damn it. I feel like an idiot right now. All right, so that being said, I'm marrying Shakira, bro.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm marrying my crazy girl. Okay. All right, so out of these two chicks, who am I going to fuck, basically? And I can guarantee you, Big Head right here ain't going to get it, which is Sierra Ramirez. It's definitely going to be Big Teeth over here, Becky G. You know what I'm saying? She got some big-ass teeth. Big-ass teeth. Look at these big-ass teeth. But she's, in my opinion, she's prettier.
Wow.
But you know, I guarantee you Sierra Ramirez fucks better. Guarantee you she fucks better. Guarantee you Sierra fucks better than Becky G. You know why? Because Becky G is used to being the fucking pretty one. So she ain't gotta do shit. Look, I'm mad over I guarantee you Becky G fucks better than I guarantee Sierra Ramirez fucks better than Becky G.
So you go with Becky G, but you go yeah.
You know why? Because a nigga like me should not be fucking Becky G. I'ma do it for all of y'all out there that know damn well y'all shouldn't be doing it, but I'ma be doing it.
So what you saying is like a Kim and Pete thing? Like, what you saying is like a Kim and Pete thing? Like, I shouldn't be fucking, but I'm fucking. Like, this is pretty damn cool.
For the sake of the argument of the game, let's just keep it the way I said it.
Holy shit.
I gotta cover my ass.
Wow.
What about you?
Oh shit. Okay.
And give me an explanation why.
I'm fucking Becky G.
Okay.
I'm fucking Becky G.
We've both fucking that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I'm fucking Becky G. There's not really no explanation. I'm just gonna fuck her.
Okay, so what makes you pick her over the other two for fucking?
I don't know. I fuck. She's like my height. I think that's kind of why. So I mean, all of them kind of my height.
I didn't know that. All of them kind of my height.
Yeah, they kind of like all of my height, kind of. But like,
what about Sierra Ramirez? How big is she? How tall is she?
She like about. Shit, probably shorter than me, like probably 5'3".
Okay.
All of them like my height. Oh shit, now I gotta marry one of these hoes. Okay. here we go. Yeah, I'm gonna marry Sierra. I'm gonna kill Shakira.
Her fucking hips lied to you. Yeah, I get it.
It's not that at all. I just can't wait for no bitch gonna probably be doing like 7 years in prison. That's some crazy shit.
Oh, for the tax shit?
Yeah, I can't wait 7 years, man.
Good point. You know what? I meant to bring that up too, for her tax shit. Damn, yeah, I can't, about that shit.
I can't marry you, and then all I'm fucking is Becky G. I need something else. I gotta fuck something.
Hell nah, yo. She gonna be like, listen, I need you to hide $1 million for me that they don't know about, and I'm gonna give $1 million. I'm gonna put $1 million over here and $10 million over there. I need you to. I'll be like, yep, I love you, baby. I love you so much. I want to sit your ass
in that cell for 7 years.
Yep, and I will hold this $50 million for you when you get out.
And plus, here's the reason why. She got kids. I don't want to take care of the kids.
We ain't gonna take care of the kids. We gonna be like, we gonna be like fucking Dave Chappelle with Oprah. That's what we gonna be doing.
Especially that it's not my kid.
Hey, baby, you gotta put you need a foot rub. You need a foot rub today. I got you, baby. Or I'm getting a massage. Can I get a happy ending?
Yeah. She didn't say no. She didn't say no. Look.
You can say that about any celebrity woman, basically, for real. That damn sketch is like the epitome of any fucking man that'll do anything for a woman that has money like that. You know what I mean?
Say, hey, baby. Go yeah, upstairs. I'll be up there rubbing your feet later.
Yeah, fact.
Take it from the top.
Yeah. All right. So you are killing Shakira. You're killing my wife. We're both killing Sierra Ramirez. Sorry.
You killed my wife. I picked Sierra.
You picked Sierra for your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We both kill each other's wives, but we focus on the same chick. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. We are fucking crazy. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yo, you know what, man? You know, that's her crazy fucking ass. That's her fault. That is completely her fault.
I can't do 7 years. I can't do 7 years, man.
That's a long fucking time.
That's a long fucking time.
That is to be waiting for time. Yeah, fact.
To be waiting for is like, goddamn, bitch, that's 7 years?
Word is bond. Yo,
you look at like 7 years, bitch?
Facts.
Damn,
fuck it, man. I'll fucking do it. 7 years to me is a blink of an eye.
That's a mighty long fucking blink. That's a mighty long fucking blink. You're still here. You gotta check out the peripheral and shit.
All right, let's say Shakira says, "I'll give you $1 million. Just don't fuck with the 14 that I have hidden." And this is where these other $14 million are. All right, let's not do 14. You know, this is pennies, peanuts to them. Let's do 140 million. I got this 140 million here in cash. I'll give you $1 million to not say nothing. And still be my husband when I get out. Yeah, baby. 7 years, $1 million. I'm yours forever. I'm yours forever.
I invested that money, flipped it 3 times over. I'm good. Let's do it.
You would think that, bro. I've come into some money now. You spend it.
Fast as shit. Oh, I know. I gotta.
You spend
every month. I gotta damn near look at my son and be like, "Nah, I can't spend this shit no more." God damn, nigga, this shit is ridiculous.
I've gotten a lump sum. And it's like, oh shit, I'm good for a while. Nope, that shit lasts 6 months.
Damn, you make it 6 months?
Bro, you think it's a lot?
That's what I'm saying. You made it to 6 months. I spent that shit in 2 weeks. Like, God damn it. Like, time is going by fast. I just got this shit.
Exactly right.
That's all you say to yourself. I just got that shit. You start questioning yourself. You were like, what the fuck did I just spend that on? What did I spend that on, nigga?
Facts. That's exactly what happens.
You get mad at yourself. Like, what the fuck was that important that I just spent that money on it?
In my case, it happened to be weed from D.C. But anyway, nonetheless. Going to D.C. every damn week. God damn. Anyway, nonetheless. So let's start the session notes, brother. What are the session notes for this episode?
Shit, we didn't talk about so much shit. Let me remember.
Is change important?
Okay, there we go. Thank you. See?
It was.
Change. Is it important? Yeah, kind of, I guess. Like I've said, change is going to happen regardless. I don't think that there's really a time limit on it. I think at the end of the day, it just depends on when you finally pull your head out your ass and realize change has happened. Some people think that they're always going to be an asshole and transform into a really pretty cool person. You thought that was never part of your life journey, but something happened. Things like that are always the premise of life, right? We always have this idea of what it is. And I feel like this is kind of what I've always looked at it as. We always think about the pursuit of happiness. What the fuck does that mean, in a sense? To me, I don't even know what it means anymore. The pursuit of happiness has completely changed. But we do know one thing, that we all want peace. That's it. We all want peace. Maybe peace for this world, peace for yourself, peace of mind, peace of ass. Just depends on a peace. It depends on the peace that you want in your life.
Yeah, different pieces cost different prices.
Hey. Only piece is the ass, I think, that caused the price, but other than that, you have to check out the face of the ass. But other than that, change is important. Change is going to always be important because everybody has to change eventually. Like I said, we always put change in some perspective of it's got to be positive. No, change is just change. Some people change for the negative. Some people change for the positive.
You want to change for the positive, but it's not always possible.
And here's the thing. Every moment created the change. Even if it was a small ass, didn't even matter.
Yep.
In your mind, it actually created something. It created a chain reaction that led to a change eventually. Right. So at the end of the day, we got to stop putting the mindset of everything that when you change, it's a positive thing. No, the fuck it's not. Not everything is a positive change. We got to stop doing that to ourselves because that's the problem with life sometimes. Right. Change is always positive. No, the fuck it is not. No, it's not. Like my brother RC said, for him, he thought Obama was a positive change. And then he was like, you know what? That wasn't really that positive. I didn't think that shit was positive at all.
Man, don't be saying that shit, man.
I'm just saying, man. God damn it. I mean, I know I said it, but damn.
You didn't have to repeat it.
Okay. Somebody on the podcast that wasn't me.
I'm blaming Cherise.
She'll kick your ass with shit.
Can't wait.
But change is always a part of life, regardless if you want it to be or not, if it's positive or negative, it's a part of life. When it comes to the FMKs, I like Shakira. I fuck with Shakira heavy. I love Shakira to death. I just can't wait 7 years. That's a long fucking time because you already 40 something. So when you get out of prison, you 50 something. Yeah, I might as well take my chance on these young bitches.
Her hips ain't gonna lie though when she get out.
Oh shit, she might have to get like a shot before she go and do the hip shit.
Her hips gonna break.
She gonna need a collar on shot. Get that shit popping. She gonna fucking break a fucking
hip. Fucking hilarious. That's great.
She gonna break a fucking hips. That's a fucked up feeling. It's just like, God damn.
That's good.
Why can't I just play a guitar like, God damn, that's fucked up. Okay, so we gotta close it out with something, I guess. The end of the show. Shit.
November, I'll be gone to November. Go ahead, my bad.
Here's the thing. In life, we always question a lot of things. One thing I'm starting to realize about myself is that I don't question shit anymore. I think it's more so like if it's more of me or if it's more like I'm doing it for a reason. We're looking for reasons nowadays in life. And I think that's the main thing about life right now. What is the reason? Because I think we're starting to forget the cause and effect to life. We don't have, and that's a particular thing about change. Change starts a cause and effect. Everything that we go through is a cause and effect Sometimes we forget that sometimes because we're so predicated on the individuality of it all. We forget that the box that is that we are sometimes put in is actually for protection. We forget that sometimes. The box is actually for protection. But we break out so fast that we don't even understand why we were particularly put in that box, which causes the cause and effect. Because we started to realize that we hated being in that box, but the box is actually protecting us to give us knowledge, to let us learn about what we could become, but more importantly, what this box represented. And what represented was what you wasn't going to be. You wasn't going to be stuck. You wasn't going to let people tell you that this is what you're supposed to be for the rest of your life, and that's cool. It's okay to be an individual, but understand that the box you're stuck in isn't always you being stuck there. It's more so you understanding there's something to be learned here. So when I do get out of it, I take that knowledge with me to the next thing. And that's the change that I hope a lot more people will actually excuse me. I hope that is the change that a lot more people actually take with them further in life than you being on social media and trying to get likes. Because that's the change that actually builds the community and not divides it. It's been a dark therapy session. Session is not closed. Peace.
Peace.